Thank you. I feel privileged that I had an introduction, so I don't need to talk about myself too much. But today I'm not talking about my role with JSI, but I'm talking about my life before JSI, where I did some work with Health Action International Asia Pacific when I was still working in Australia. And so this book that I'm going to talk about today was sort of the joint effort of a few pharmacists in Australia. It was a vision of a pharmacist in Australia called Beverly Snell, who has been working in primary healthcare and supporting developing countries since the 1970s. And she felt that there was a need for a comprehensive book that sort of guided people on how to be a pharmacist in a remote and less developed setting. So I'm going to just give you a little background on the book, and I have a few copies if anyone ever wants to have a look at it. So, moving on. No disclosures. I don't get royalties from the book. so the background to the book is that in many countries, as I'm sure many of you know, the person who manages the medicines is not necessarily a qualified pharmacist. They didn't necessarily go to university and learn how to manage medicines in particular. In fact, often we have health workers, nurses, pharmacy officers and pharmacy technicians that are often trained on the job, and other people that perform roles, and even those in the private sector who manage medicines and have absolutely no training at all. And so the purpose of the book was that not only are these people having to manage medicines that can be quite dangerous and have the potential to be used unsafely, they have no... There's sort of lots of references around the place, and there was lots of different publications, but there was no comprehensive document that one person could sort of refer to that was put in simple, basic language on how to basically use medicine safely in the community. And so the purpose of this book was to sort of try and bring all that information into one place, at a sort of, in a book that wasn't a big tome, but a book that was a small book that had basic, simple language and information in it. So as I said, the purpose of the book was that it had easy language and it covers sort of areas like how to order medicines, how to store medicines, how to prepare them, dispense them, and use them safely and effectively. And the intended audience was those who take on the role of a pharmacist but haven't been trained in how to be a pharmacist, so health workers, nurses, pharmacy officers, pharmacy technicians. But we also had in mind that there was a lot of private pharmacies that also could use such a book. And so the goal of the book was to increase health workers in terms of making sure that they can maintain a reliable supply of good medicines, rather than running short and not being able to be responsible or even overstocking and wasting resources, but also in how to manage medicines efficiently and carry out the activities in a professional way, despite having not had the qualifications, and how to accurately dispense medicines to the community, and why it was important to follow correct guidelines in terms of how long medicine should be used for and how much medicine should be dispensed and where they could go to get that kind of information. And also just to continue to encourage them to remain competent as managers of medicine. So just some of the things that were in the contents. It sort of covers things such as national medicine policies and essential medicines lists, how to run a therapeutics committee, then areas just on basic procurement, stock management, how to find good quality medicines, how you can, how to source medicines, stock control, then processes of dispensing, rational use of medicines, and also a section on how to communicate on medicine use within your own community and encourage your own community and your own village on how to use medicines safely And there was also sections at the beginning that I haven't mentioned here that were more about the history of medicines and why medicines have to be treated with respect and used safely, and then lots of sort of references to other materials if they want to read further into medicines. And so the book is sort of designed that it can be used in sections, and you can just go to the various roles that you might play, because the same person may not play all the different roles of a pharmacist here, the dispensing, the sitting on drug committees, the storing, the managing products. And so this is just an example of what the book looks like inside. And so we tried to use a lot of cartoons and diagrams and different flowcharts, and use simple language and lots of stepwise guidance on how to do different activities within the pharmacy. A lot of the pictures that we have were sort of taken from the public domain. We didn't spend a lot of money on getting the cartoons drawn for us. Just different, another example of the content. And these were some of the documents that we referred to that are already out there that cover different areas of drug management, from storage to managing drug supply, which is a huge book on sort of high-level drug supply management. This one from Nicaragua, that's a great little presentation of very simple ways of looking after drugs. And practical pharmacy, and there were many more that you can't see. You can't see that I've written many more down the bottom here. So far, the number I had for Africa was that 4,000 books have gone to Africa. In the Asia Pacific, I know there's more books gone, but I'm uncertain as to how many. And we're in the process of having it translated into Bengali and into French. And just a few reviews of the book that were nice. I won't necessarily go into them, but just from different people that have had the chance to use the book. One interesting thing I think was, of course, because I'm Australian, we gave it to a few of our young Australian pharmacist volunteers working in the Pacific, and they found it particularly useful for them, having to move from a developed country where they had all the structures that pharmacy needs to moving to a developing country. Especially because as a pharmacist, you're not taught. I know I wasn't taught about national medicines policies, essential medicines lists, and how they're meant to function and how to keep them moving. And then also you're not taught on how to do supplies. But in a developing setting, that's your job, and you just kind of muddle your way through. So it was useful for them to have a book to help them in their journey. And so just to acknowledge the people who helped with this book, Health Action International were the ones who got some funding for us to be able to put the book together. And Third World Network is a publishing company that do non-profit books. And so they would kindly publish the book, and that's where you can buy the book from. So that's all. Thank you.